All right, today we are going to attempt to finish the sugya of Gaidris. But this last nekuda is a chashuv nekuda legabe the maskana, legabe Gaidris themselves, legabe animals themselves. And we're going to speak out three machleiksim, which have something of a shaykhis one to the other. They're three independent inyanim, but behind the scenes seem to be a bit connected. The first is that I mentioned at the end of Shia yesterday. When you have animals that walk on their own, and therefore holding it is not a chazaka, because the fact that I'm holding it is no raya, could be the animal walked in on its own. I mentioned yesterday that Rav Nachum clears, and Rav Chanan and Chelek Beis also clears, and Rav Shlaima I saw in Simen Aleph clears. What's the Simen Aleph above Matzias, the Rav Shlaima? They all clear. What is the din by Gaidris, where you're a Marikana, I'm holding Gaidris, and you taina gonafta mimen, and you're tining that I stole it from you. Do we say Gaidris Elam Chazaka? So the fact that I'm holding Gaidris is totally garnished, it's nothing, and the Marikama wins. That's the rule of our Gemara. Gaidris have no Chazaka, finished. Or should we say, 1 minute, when do Gaidris not have a Chazaka? When do Gaidris not have a Chazaka? Only because they walk on their own. If you tie that it walked on its own into my field, so Gaidris ain't Lem Chazaka. However, if you're tining ganafta mimeni, you're tining I stole it from your house, so it has nothing to do with Gaidris. It has nothing to do with the fact that it walks on its own. In that case, we should say, I'm a mochzik, kachzuki in shubagambi loy machzakinon. And why should you say, I'm a ganav? So Reb Nachum is nighted to say that Gaidris don't have a chazak at all. And his raya, tak I looked inside, is the raya I mentioned at the end of Shea yesterday, even though some had timeless on it. His raya is, because the Gemara says, in evet katal, katin, hamutal barisa, you can have a chazaka. The case of evet katal, mutal barisa, is a case where you're saying, ganafta mimeni. You're saying, you stole it from me. And ever kata buta barisa, if you say, you stole it from mimeni, it's considered a mosik. Vaistais in evet gadol, if it would have been an evet gadol, and you say, ganafta mimeni, you have no chazaka, because it's gaidris. So we see that even on a tain of ganafta, gaidris is not a chazaka, and that's the way Reb Nachum is noted to say. Taka true, the raya is not a shtaka raya, because the Gemara in Maskana says that the case of Eved Katan is in Yatining that the mother forgot, Manchi Brah, that the mother forgot the baby. It's not talking ganafta mimeni. But at any rate, Reb Nachum holds, he brings this raya to say that Gaidris no chazaka period. Rabbi Chanan, I believe Reb Nachum brings Rabbi Chanan as well. Rabbi Chanan holds fakert. Rabbi Chanan holds, that's the svara, that Gaidris are only different if you tie that walked into my field. If you tie that came into your house and I stole it, there's no difference between Gaidris and anything else. So this is the Chakiris HaAcharonim, whether by Gaidris it works, whether Gaidris works on a taina of ganafta mimeni. Whether you say that you're a mochzik and Gaidris, you're not a mochzik, hard to understand Reb Nachum Svara. Hard to know, I think it's raya, but what's a Svara? If I have a sheep and you say I came with the house and I stole it from me, why shouldn't I be a mochzik in the sheep? Very hard to understand. Reb Chanan, I understand. Reb Chanan says that if I'm holding sheep, I'm a mochzik in the sheep. What? That's what Reb Nachum is saying. Nachum is saying you never mochzik in sheep, except the Gemara will say soon if it's mashal l'raya. But the regular sheep that walk on their own, you never mochzik in sheep because God just handled chazaka. Now, after 3 years, the Rashbam holds you do get a chazaka in sheep. Right, another Rishonim argue, but otherwise you have to hold your proof, whatever proof you'll have against the Mari Kamel, like the Rambam saying in Hashal Haskia, you'll never be able to prove it otherwise. Reb Shlaima is in Bava Metzia because the first mission in Bava Metzia by Shlaima Ozen Betalis, you remember, just like in Shlaima Ozen Betalis, the Mishnah talks about two people are Ozen in an animal. Echad Reichid, Echad Manig. It talks about Shlaima Ozen in an animal. So Shlaima says that that's a raya, that Fisa, that Achiza helps by Gaidris. That holding Gaidris does, there is a raya. Because you see, by two people holding an animal, you don't, that holding it counts for something. So Shlaima says it's not a shtarka raya, because you could answer that there, it's talking that there's no marikama. Nobody could prove there's a marikama, so then holding animals counts. Our clear is when there's a marikama.
Well, the
or in a place, you mean, where it's masra miyad liyad. Like the Gemara is going to say, okay. But the B'chlav, there's no Marikama there. No one's proving the Marikama. It's B'chlav, not a rat. Alright, so this is the Machlaikis in the Rosh Hashivas. It seems in Shulchan Aruch they weren't able to prove one way or the other, this Shaila. And so they have this flare by Gaidris after we finish the Sugya. And Gaidris Eimam Chazaka. Is that talking even by Tanis Ganafta or not? Okay, so that's, I said, well, there are three inyanim to discuss. That's the first inyan, the question of Gaidris. If there's ever a chazak in Gaidris, and there's no chazak in Gaidris, that's the shah. Let's learn the next sugya, Hanu Izi. The Achlu Chushla. The goats went and they ate Chushla. Chushla is barley. And when they ate barley, ben harda, also, Mari Chushla, tafsinu. He grabbed the izim as a mashkin. He said, this is a mazik of Shane. Shane is Mishalim Nezek Shalim. And Hayyais is Nezek Shalim. And it ate a lot of chushla, so therefore I'm today a tuva, I'm today a lot of money. And I'm holding on to the izi as a mashkin connected the money. Amar Avuhu de Shmuel, Yachal Litayna Keteza Mayam, Di Boy Amal Lakuchas Enviyadi. He has a migu. He has a migu of lakuach. He could have said he bought the animals. And since if he would have said he bought the animals, he'd be believed. So the man now also he's believed. The sugi of Hanuizi, this migu, is a shas inyan. Because it's nageya to a Shas Sugya, Sugya Migu de Ha'azah. There's a Shaila in the Rishayim. I don't think the expression Migu de Ha'azah appears beferish anywhere in Shas. It appears in Taisvis all over Shas and in all the Rishayim. What is the Shaila Migu de Ha'azah? We're going to have to make a list of all the different types of Migus that we had. Migu Mamama Lamamin, and Migu Lahaiti, all the exceptions of Migu. We're going to have to make a list. I think Ari volunteered at some point, right, to make such a list. He volunteered to ask somebody to make the list. We're going to have to make a list of all the different types of migus that we had in this parak. Migu de Ha'aza means the following. Now listen carefully to what Migu de Ha'aza means. Migu de Ha'aza is a case where I say a taina, where in the taina I'm saying, the other person doesn't know if I'm lying or not. And I want to be believed with a migu. I could have said a different taina, but that different taina is a chutzpah because the other person is makir b'shikra. He knows I'm lying. That means the following. Let's say pru amigu de mezuyah, the standard type of a migu. A regular migu is not a migu de asa. Why? Because you say I owe you money. I'm saying I paid. With a migu, I could have said the shtar is mezuyah. Now, if Perua is a lie, you know it's a lie. If Mizuyev is a lie, you know it's a lie. That's a normal migul. A normal migul, the taina I'm saying and the taina I could have said are both the same. Either they're both tainas where if it's a lie, you know I'm lying, or they're both tainas where it's where you don't know if I'm lying. Migul d'haza is limited to a case where the taina I'm saying is not a chutzpah, and I'm one amigo of a taina that would have been a chutzpah. If I would say you had a taina, it's a chutzpah because you're not going to be shikrei. You know I'm a lie. I'm saying something to your face that you know is not true. Oh, good. Migul might have been miktas. Mukhias in Bava Metzian. So this he says it here as well. Okay, let's see it. He says that that might have been miktas is a migul d'ha'aza. Why is it a migul d'ha'aza? I first have to say a migul. But the question is, every might have been miktas. Why don't you have a migul of kaifer hakoel? Every might have been miktas has to swear. So every might of a mitzvah should say, look, believe me that I only owe you 100. If I'd be a liar, I would have said I owe you nothing. So the Rishayim learn, Pshat in the Gemara, B'mitziyah and Ksub, this is the same Gemara. It says, Ein Adam Eyes Panov Lufnei Baal Chayvay. A person doesn't have the chutzpah to someone who lent him money to be Meyes Panov and be Kaifer HaKal. That means it's a migud ha'aza. The same way the b'miktsas is not a bigger chutzpah as to be kai for hakael. And therefore, we do not give the b'miktsas a migud of kai for hakael. So that's the makar, that migud de ha'aza layam rinan. We don't say a migud if the taina I would have said is a chutzpah. Now, there it's a chutzpah for a different reason. There it's a chutzpah because he did me a favor and lent me money. Actually, that took shot in the above. It's either because he did me a favor or because he's not going to be shik, right? But either way, it's a migul d'ha'aza. And that's a beferish haraya that migul d'ha'aza lo yamrinan.
It's not very
thorough. Why? Why?
Migul d'ha'aza would be the first time he goes to shik, right?
It's true. This type of ha'aza is not the typical migul d'ha'aza. It's ha'aza for a different reason. It's a ha'aza for a different reason because the bigger chutzpah you cry for a call than to. But Afa PK, that's one type of migul d'ha'aza, it's another type. It all goes in together, migul d'ha'aza. So there, it's a beferish haraya that you don't say migul d'ha'aza. So the Rishayim ask, the Ran in Bava Metzia, Tosis in Bava Kama, Kuv Zayin, the Mukhi Yosef asked it here also, I didn't know from Mukhi Yosef. Okay, so he asks from this Gemara.
He brings it as a
statement. Okay. So they ask that by Hani Easy, Dochli Chushla, it's also a migud ha'aza. Okay. It's also a migud ha'aza. Why? Because he's saying it ate a lot of wheat, which the other person doesn't know if it ate a lot of wheat or not. And he's saying, believe me, because I have a migud, I could have said I bought it from you. The other person knows he didn't sell it to you. You know, the animal came into the other person's field and it ate barley. How much barley did it eat? Typically, the owner doesn't know how much barley it ate. So he's saying, believe me, it ate a lot of barley. With a migul, I could have said I bought it from you. If I would have said I bought it from you, that would be a haza. And the Gemara here says it's a good migul. The Gemara afterwards, the next line, is going to say a reason why it's not a good migul. But they don't say this reason. They said this is a good migul. So it's a raya from here that migul d'ha'aza amrinan. And it's a stira to the dinner bite of the miktsas where you don't say a migul which is a ha'aza.
Here we don't know, doesn't know that the entity had the animals in the first place.
No, that's not true. We're going to see because then the Gemara would say, the Siddur says it's talking nose, otherwise it would say migul la'ada. It wouldn't say migul la'kach. Well, hopefully we'll get to that as well. But anyway, in our Gemara, it's a raya that migul d'ha'aza amrinan. So this is the kasha that the Rishayim ask on the din of migul d'ha'aza. If you look, the stipler of Metzia Simon Gimel has a piece, Migo de Ha'aza. The piece starts with two Gemaras, with Hanuizi, this Gemara, and a Gemara Ksuvis, two Gemaras of Shas, which seem to be raised that Migo de Ha'aza, Migo de Ha'aza Amrinam. So the understanding that's the most famous understanding in the among the Rishayim is the Ran. I believe it's the Rosh also above Metzia. That, and it's a Mashmois of a Taisus, that Migul da Ha'aza you say by Mamin. To make money, you say Migul da Ha'aza. And Migul da Ha'aza, to Pata from a Shmua, like by Maida Benitzas, we don't say. You know, the Velt says that people are may is punin to make money. So for money you say Migul da Ha'aza. But Pata from a Shmua, people you don't say Migul da Ha'aza. And it's not the real svara, we'll get to the svara in a minute. But this is the aside that they say to answer. Hanuizi, we see do say amigo. Gemara is saying amigo lakachti would work if you had such amigo. So you say amigo lafture in the moment. Even if it's aaza, amigo lafture in mishua, you don't say. What's the hesber? What's the reason that amigo da aaza, you say by mamin, you don't say by Shmua? If it's a good migo, it should be a good migo everywhere. If it's not a good migo, it shouldn't be a good migo everywhere. When is the hesber, the time to be mechalik by migo da ha'aza between mamin and Shmua? So this already, there are a number of hesberim, but there are two hesberim I think that stick out that are discussed the most. I'm going to try to understand the chiluk between the two hesberim. Okay, again, what are we trying to answer now? Why Hani Izi Dachli Chushla would have a migu? If not for the fact that it was given to the Raya Miyad Liyad, it would have a migu. Why does it have a migu? It's a migu de Ha'aza. So there are two Hezbeirim. One is a simpler one, and one is a little more complicated. I'm going to start with the simpler one. I'm going to say the complicated one first, then put the simple one in Sakana as well. The simple pshat, which has complicated hesberim also, but we'll just start with it simply. The simple pshat, what's the difference between mamin and shvua? Is that we're talking about mamin where you're a mosik. You're a mosik in the mamin. Because amigo la haitzi anyway, but many rishayim you don't say. So when we talk about amigo by mamin, we're talking about a mosik. A mozik wins with a shvacha taina. Mozik doesn't need strong tainas. So migul da aaza is a migul cholosh, not a strong migul. But for a mozik, a migul could win. Masha'en ken tepata from a chiyav shvua, which has nothing to do with being a mozik. Tepata from a chiyav shvua, it's taka not a good migul. It's not a strong migul. This is the lashon of the Ran. And the Sharmishpat goes with this Mahalach, that why do you say amigo by mamin, amigo da aza by mamin, and not by shvua? Because mamin, you're a mozik, and mozik is better. This is a second hesber. This hesber appears in a number of achrayim, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon Shkab, and the stipler, I obviously can't argue with the Ram, but the being Masber than Rosh. And they say a different Hasber. They say, we already know that Migu has two parts to it. Migu has what we always call a birer, it's a proof, it's a logical proof. And Migu is a kayach ha-taina. Migu gives me the kayach of my other taina. Migu de Ha'aza is not a proof. You lose your proof. Migu de Ha'aza, believe me, I'm telling the truth. If I'm lying, I would have lied something else. That we don't say. Migu de Ha'aza is not a bearer. It's not a proof. What is it? Yes, it's a Kach HaTaina. Kach HaTaina means, as we explained, that since I could have kayach with the other time, I give you kayach with this time. The technical rule. Miguda Aza is not a birur, it's only a kayach time. By Mamin, kayach time it works. What is, according to these mahal, those who hold the kayach time? Amigo works by kayach hatayna because I could have said this in one, so let me win with this. Shvua, however, I have a chiyuv to be mevarer, to swear, to prove that what I'm saying is true. So, if I have a good migu, the migu is as good a proof as a shvua. But I have to have a migu that's mevarer. When I have a chiyuv shvua, a shvua is a bearer. A shvua proves something. It doesn't prove it 100%, but it proves it to a certain degree. So when I have a chiyuv shvua, I have a chiyuv mevarer. So if I want to use a migu v'makim shvua, the migu has to be mevarer. So since the migu has to be able to be mevarer, so a migu that's a ha'aza doesn't work by shvua, because a migu of ha'aza doesn't prove anything. If you hold shvua as a type of a tashlumin, but vayta, what a type of tashlumin? If I say it's a tashlumin, I have to prove I owe it to you. I owe you a shvua. So you have a tviyah on the shvua to me. The migu can't take the place of it. The migu can't take the place of a shvua. A migu helps when you want to be mighty for me. But to, you could argue by tashlumin also that it's, if it's a type of tashlumin, so if I'm a musik, it should work. You could argue that. Maybe this attack only going to mahalach that it's a beer. But at any rate, the this is the hezbah that they say, going with kayach hatayna. So migu da'az is only a kayach hatayna. As I told you many times, there are kama gedele rosh yeshivas that don't like the whole mahaloch of kayach hatayna. They said it's a new idea, migu is only a birur. You don't hold of kayach hatayna, yeah, you go with the other pshat. You go, there's nothing wrong with the shar mishpas pshat, which is lashon haran. That migu da'az, it works by a muzik. It doesn't work when you're not a muzik. So this is the Torah on this inyan of migu da'aza, if I mean on the way. Now I'm just going to think out loud. I hope you follow. Right? I think you've all heard of this idea that migu da'aza by mamu. We do say. By shvu, we don't say we've had it in all the bavis and exubis. Get your kedusha. I don't remember we had it, but the stomach comes in somewhere there. So this idea of migu da'aza. Now, just to think out loud, what is the shar mishpat pshat in the Ran's pshat? Why the easy dachli chushla? Do you have migu da'aza? They said because you're a muzik. Because you're a muzik. Now, amigo da'az are worse because you're a muzik. Are you a muzik by Gaidris? Are you a muzik by Gaidris? If I'm by Gaidris, you're not a muzik. But that's okay, that's the Gemara's cash. By Gaidris, you're not a muzik, so therefore it doesn't work. Now, one second. Let's go back to the first part of Shia today. What did Rav Elchanan say? Rav Elchanan said that by Gaidris you do have a chazaka. Is that what Rav Elchanan said? That Gaidris, it depends what your time. If your time walked in on its own, then Gaidris ain't on Chazak. If you time, I grabbed it from you, which is the case. Rabbi Chaim is saying that Gaidris do have a Chazak. Rabbi Nachum is saying that Gaidris never have a Chazak. Rabbi Chaim is learning, and tells us Mestaver, that Gaidris do have a Chazak. So if Gaidris do have a Chazak, well, first of all, what's the Gemara's kasha? Hamrish looking at Gaidris Ein Lan Chazaka. They only don't have a Chazaka in any case. In the normal case, they do have a Chazaka. And second of all, The whole Shara Mishpat is based, the Amigo de Ha'azi you say over here, because you're a Muzik. The Shara Mishpat really is good. I'm sorry. The Shara Mishpat is good. Shara Mishpat is good because he's saying that you do have a chazaka when you say the Migu. And that's klar, because before the Gemara's Kasha, it's klar that the Gemara held Gaidrus do have a chazaka. The Gemara, yes, Gaidrus ain't lam chazaka. So Shara Mishpat is good. The Gemara's best Kasha, Amar Shlokish Gaidrus ain't lam chazaka, l'chayre is a problem with the way Rabbi Chanan learns. Rabbi Chanan is saying, of course Gaidrus have a chazaka. It's only if someone tines and walked in on its own, then it doesn't have a chazaka. But otherwise, it does have a chazaka. So how do you learn the Gemara's kasha? Because some this is a raya term, Nachum. Nachum brings this raya. You follow what I'm saying? What we discussed today so far are two things. They're both. We discussed now by Nigud Da'aza, which is totally whether someone's a muzik, then you do say an eagle. So according to that, the whole Migu Da'aza here is based on Chazaka, which is fine, I have no cash on that. The Gemara asks Taka, Hamesh Lakish Eilam Chazaka. So if it has no Chazaka, so you're not going to win. Migu Da'aza doesn't work if you don't have a Chazaka. But I don't understand. Rabbi Chanan just said, and it was Mustava to us, that Gaidrius do have a Chazaka. Rabbi Chanan said that if you, Taina, I came into your house and I stole your sheep, so my muzik works. It's like any other metaltalim. Rabbi Chanan was saying that Gaidrus is only different if your Taina walked on its own. If my Taina walked on its own, by Gaidrus I win. But otherwise, Gaidrus is like all metaltalim. So what's here with Hani Izi Da'afi Choshla?
Maybe hidden, maybe not hidden.
No, so Teretz is, excuse me, that Taka, this Gemara is talking that the owner Tain is the easy walked on their own. Taka is that way. Not sure. Right? What's the case here? What does the owner of the easy say? How did you get the easy? He's Taka Tainin, it walked into your field on its own. Right? That's what it ate to Chushla. I didn't bring it into the Chushla. It walked in on its own to eat the chush, but Taka what he's Tainin. Well, so the Kasha is not sure. Okay? Right, the kash is taka not fair. I'm not telling you a big chidushin. Right? Even my Rabbi Chan, Homer Shlokish Agadjus Eilam Chazaka. Homer Shlokish Agadjus Eilam Chazaka, what do you mean? Gaidrus do have a Chazaka like Rabbi Chan. Here it is, I guess we're going to say that in the Gemara, that the person, time is, the easy walked in on their own, and since they walked in on their own, makes sense. If he would have tied on Kuchain Biyazi, so the other person, you see, the person is actually saying he walked in on its own. So if you're going to say on Kuchain Biyazi, it's not going to help you because the person is saying it walked in on its own. And in my sense, that's what happened, right? So there's every reason to think he would tie into the truth. The truth is it walked in on its own. And how else did the animals get there? It can't be. Can't be that the owner brought the animals into his own field, then the other person will be chayef for the chushla. It's got to be the animals walking on their own. So it's good. The owner of the animals is saying, give me back my animals, it only ate less. I'm tiny, maybe it ate less. It's my animal. Pliny is tiny, it ate the more, and I'm keeping the animal. So Pliny. Pliny has a migo of lekuach. So I was asking on the migo. So Gemara asks, he has no migo of lekuach because Gaidrus ain't lam chazaka. The Teretz says he does have a migo. The Gemara's kasha is good because he taka. If he would say lekuach, then he wouldn't win because the fact is the animals walk in on their own. So when the animals walk in on their own, you can't tie a lekuach.
Why do you say that he has animals?
What?
Why do you say he has animals?
Gemara says so. Tafsinu. Asamari Khushla Tafsinu. The Gemara says clearly that he had it. Right? That's why he wanted to have the Migul. I wasn't Migul Mahaytzi. He was holding on to it.
I'm saying is right. The Gemara comes out good.
Right, the person grabbed it. His grabbing was saying now is not a chazaka, because his grabbing was after the animals walked in on their own. I mean, he grabbed it from his own rishus. And what was the story? He grabbed the easy when they were stumbling his own rishus, no? He grabbed the easy after they walked back to the owner's house? What was the story? If the easy ate my chushla and went back home to the owner's house, and then I go and I grab it, I would have a chazaka. It's the only time I have a chazaka is when you say it walked on its own. Mustami can learn the Gemara that he grabbed it in his own field. The other person's easy came to my field. I grabbed it in my field. So if I grabbed it in my field, so then I'm okay. So then I grabbed it in my field, and you katayna, don't you say my chazaka? It's walked in on its own. Mustami, that's the way you have to learn the Gemara. Okay, before we go to the Teretz, Toysus on Daf Nun Beis here in Cheskes Habatim also asked the Kasha that this is a Migudah Aza, just like all the other Rishayim. And Toysus Nun Beis on the Beis says that it's not a Migudah Aza. Agamar is talking with the Baal HaEzim, know how much was eaten. The Baal HaEzim know Iklamem if Gan Shechishay Va'amar Shalay Achlu Kolkach. So Taisus there, and when Beis Amid Beis holds Migudah Aza, you never say, never ever, not by Mama, not by Shvua, and that Agamara is talking that the owner of the Izim knew how much it ate. It's a bit of a Taichik. So usually if he's there, he stops it for meeting. But Al-Kopanim, that's Taisus Shita and Beis Amid Beis. Okay, let's learn the Gemara's Teretz. Remember the Gemara... Not a Kreitz Rabbi Chanan. A Kreitz Rabbi Chanan, if I go into your Rishus and take the animals, then you can't. If you're tining that I came into your Rishus and took it, then Asuki and Shibagam be like Mazakina. Then it'll be just like if I took a metal form from your house. Then I would have a Migul Vakuach. Right? If I say I bought it, and you say I came into your house and took it, then I'm going to just Rabbi Chanan as Yeshlam Chazak. So I think that that's Shari and the Gemara. Yeah, same. Every Gemara is shiny, easy. Goats are different. The Mesira Laraya, goats are wild animals. People don't trust goats to walk too much on their own. And as Masri Laraya, and Mimela, there's no guidress on goats. He could suffer panya. Aye, the goat goes out in the morning on his own and comes home in the evening on his own. So if you want to know, Benardoa ti shrichi. Benardoa, they have a lot of ganodim. Umiyad aliyad, mishalmi. And no one lets the goats walk in the field, in the road. Someone's going to steal it. And therefore, Lamaskana. What would be in a place where it's not goats and there are no ganavim, and animals do walk on their own? So it comes out from our Gemara that you would not have a migul. In this case, you had a migul because they're not gaidris. But otherwise, it would be in a place where animals do walk on their own. Well, big animals, not goats, that everyone trusts to walk on their own. So then, the Gemara would be right, Gajus Elam Chazaka, and it doesn't work. There's a machlaikis, the Shach and the Tumim, in the Sinmin Ayin days, in a case where Mamish Agamara's case, except for one change, there's, you owe me money, I'm holding on to your easy. I'm holding on to your goats or your whatever animal it might be. I'm typhus it as a mashkin. And I'm tining, believe me, that you owe me money. With amigu, I could have said, these animals were never yours. I could have said, not like Agamar. Agamar is lakachti. Amigu lakachti. What would be if I would say, look, no one saw me grab it. So, believe me that you owe me money with a migu of, I could have said that lo yadvar mi ayilam. I could have said chazarti. So the Shach says, in Siman Ayin Beis, if cut in Kofei, one line Shach, he says it's a good migu. It's a good migul. If you owe me money, just like if I go into your house and I steal your computer, and no one saw, so now I'm believed you owe me money with a migul, I could say I never took your computer. Same thing if I take your animal. I believe with a migul, I could have said I never took your animal. The Tumim, which is quoted in the Nesivos, Sivkat Lama Zion, says that it's not so. Guy just saying I'm Chazaka. He says that to our Gemara of Izi Dachli Chushla. The Gemara says, the Gemara wants to say that you have a migul of Lakuach. And the Gemara says, Ha'amar Shlokish. Guy just saying I'm Chazaka. So he tied is, the Tumim tied is, so what do you mean? Hainu our Gemara. Our Gemara says that there's no chazaka for gaidrus. You can't take mashkin. You can't grab a mashkin and say that I have a migul by gaidrus. So the Nesivos answers. It's a good taina from our Gemara. He says no. Our Gemara is talking by migul of lokachdin. Amigo of Lakachti, I bought it from you. If you were tying a Lakachti, it wouldn't work. But Amigo of Ladam would work. If I could tie a Lahadvar on the island, I never took them. I don't have them. Amigo Ladam would work. In Agamara, why didn't Chitaka give him Amigo Lahadvar on the island? He says it must be talking in a case that he couldn't have tied it back. People saw the animals in his Rishus. That's why Agamara only talks about a migul of Lakuach. But if it would be a migul of Layadvar Mi'aylam, it would take a work. So this machlaik is the Shach and the Siv is against the Tumim. If you grab Gaidris as a mashkin, and you have a migul of Layadvar Mi'aylam, and therefore you want to be believed. Is that a migul lahaitzi or it's not a migul lahaitzi? I'm holding animals. I'm holding gaidris. I'm saying you owe me $100, and I'm holding the gaidris till you pay me. And I have a migul. I could have said I never took them. Like the gaidris are in my barn. No one knows. No one can recognize it's yours. Is that a migul lahaitzi or not a migul lahaitzi? The Tumim says it's a migul lahaitzi. That's a blush. Migul haitzi. The Shach and the Sivis are not a migul haitzi. I'm a loser. This was the Shita saying. Well, that's a shayla. I'm allowed to go take it.
Once I take it,
isn't this similar to the machlekes Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Nachum? If when I hold gaidris, I'm called a muzik. Rabbi Nachum says, if you hold gaidris, you're not a muzik. Period. That's a tumim. Tumim says, an igul ha'itzi. Are you holding it? It's not an igul ha'itzi. Rabbi Chanan said, what do you mean? It's only migul ha'itzi. It's only gaidris, only not a chazak if Pliny Tain is. It walked in on its own. But if Pliny Tain is, he came and grabbed it for me, then you are a muzik. Is it the same? Is this machlokes the Tumim and the Shach? If when you hold gaidris as a mashkin, you grab it as a mashkin, whether, and you have a migul, whether that's a migul ha'itzi, it seems to be the same totally in the Slachlaikis from Nachum and Rabbi Chanan. If by Gaidris you give it a chazaka, like Abi other things. It sounds like exactly, it comes down at least to exactly the same Achlaikis, doesn't it? What are they arguing? I took Gaidris as a mashkin, I have a migul. So he's a migul ha'itzi. Shach says, no, I'm holding it. Is my holding it count for anything? Rabbi Chanan said, yes, Gaidris counts for something unless they tie their work down on its own. Rabbi Nachum said, no, Gaidris don't have a chazaka, period. Gaidris don't have a chazaka at all. So you're never a Muslim. Sounds to me very, very similar to Machlokes. Extremely similar. If when I hold Gaidris, am I called a mozik or am I not called a mozik? Which is the Bukhana Rav Nachman arguing with Svara, the Tumim and the Shach arguing with the Halacha. I'm not saying it's not possible to Rav Nachman will find a way to answer, but in Pashtos, the Glatkai, it sounds like the same Achlaikis. It sounds like exactly the same Shaila. If the person holding it is called a mozik. And if you want to stretch it a little further, by Migud Ha'aza, the Shar Mishpat Mahalach, by Migud Ha'aza, that the reason over here, by Mammon, you say Migud Ha'aza, because you're a Muxik in the Gaidris, is also based on the fact that the person holding Gaidris has a Shem Muxik. It's also really based on Rabbi Hanan's Mahalach, the Shach's Mahalach, the Sidus' Mahalach, that when you hold Gaidris, you are a Muxik. The Mahalach of the Tumim, which Rav Nachum seems to have embraced, is that you're never a Muzik on Gaidris. Gaidris don't count. All these three discussions, the discussion of Rav Chanan and Rav Nachum, with which we started today, the discussion of the Sivis now, and the Tumim and the Shach, which we're ending, are both totally of Gaidris, if you have a Shem Muzik when you hold Gaidris. And Ulai, the whole Migadah is a Tumil, the whole Sharish, but it's also totally in that. They're all talking about Gaidris, that you could be a Mosik. That's what it seems to be telling you. What? Gaidris, when I take Gaidris as a Mashkin, it'll be the same halacha, yeah? Question is, am I a Mosik or I'm not a Mosik? If you hold Gaidris, you're never a Mosik. Remember, because this Mashkin, you're only winning with Amigu. Right? You want to be believed on the Mashkin, Amigu of Lahadam. When you give me a Mashkin, there's such a question. If you give me a mashkin, so we say in the mashkin, lik t'chay, it's like you pay it t'chay. When I go and grab it from you, I'm using the word mashkin, it's not a mashkin. I'm grabbing it, I'm being taifas tashlumin. Right? If it doesn't become a mashkin, you didn't give it to me, but taras mashkin.
You make a fill between the
Nahum
of feeling and the
You could make a chilek, but if you hold migul like filay aminan, so then even the migul depends on whether you're a mosik or a maizi. You're saying if I'm holding it, even if in lamdis I'm not a mosik, as long as I'm physically holding it, that's not called the migul haitzi. What do you say? That may be correct. That may be correct. What? Well, the way I understand the shach, you're a real mosik. You're a real mosik. No one tiny that walked in on its own. A gaidris is the same as metalpa. It could be what you're saying is right. That being a typhus works even if you don't have it in halacha, you're not a typhus. It could be. That's how Rav Nachum would answer. He wants to come out to Shach. He must tell me to answer that one. Okay, but anyway, this is the last nakuda of gaidris, the shaila of whether gaidris the hazaka at all or not. Now we move on to the next Gemara. The next Amid is a quicker Amid. Rabbi Shmuel Amid Shlosha Chadashim. Finally go back to the Mishnah. Taka Shlosha Chadashim, since we learned the Mishnah. It's more than Shlosha Chadashim. Rabbi Shmuel said, you get a Chazaka in 18 months. 3 months, 12 months, 3 months. Anybody remember from the beginning of this man? If Rabbi Shmuel holds 3 months counts as a year, why do you need the middle 12 months? Why isn't it 3 months? 3 months or 3 months? Huh? Who says for two of him? But Taisa said. So we have two reasons why the middle 12 months. Taisvis, on the beginning of the parak, the second Taisvis, said that 3 months is not a chashuv achila. 12 months is an achila chashuva. So Taisa said, everyone agrees you need achila chashuva shel yud beis chaydish. You need at least one chashuva achila. The first achila, the last achila could be shvach. The middle achila has to be an achila chashuva shel yud beis chaydish. The Rashbam in our Gemara on the bottom line says yud beis chaydish b'am said to be in ritzufim. Rashbam says if you lived in a country where it's possible to have a crop in 3 months, a crop in 3 months, a crop in 3 months, it would be good enough. Just the weather doesn't work the way, the seasons don't work that way. You need in the middle to get to the last year, you have to go through the middle year. So you could have 3 months for the crop of the first year, 3 months for the crop of the last year. And it's just an agricultural thing that you need the 12 months in the middle to be retzufim, so you have to go through the winter. So you can have a crop in the fall, then you can have a crop in the middle year, and then you have a crop in the spring. So you can do it that way. But you can't have a crop in the fall, and then a crop in the winter, and then a crop in the spring. It doesn't work that way. So Mimela, you need to have the Yud Beis Ba'amtza. Now, Taisa seems to say that's not physically true. Taisa says you could do 3 months, 9 months, and 3 months. I'm not a farmer. I don't know by Met Pligi. To me, logically, if you could do a crop in either the fall or the spring, it would seem I could do a fall. And then winter, spring, summer, I could do a crop. And then the next fall, I should be able to do a third crop, which is Taisa's Kasha. Taisa's Achav Ches. So Mimela, Taisus has to answer, you need Achila Chashuv Ashur Beis Chayvish. Rishbam doesn't understand the facts that way. He says the physical thing is that you need at least 112 months. You can't see crops that way. However, they understand, I don't know what that's totally in. Let's see, let's start the Gemara. Leima Nir Ikebenayim. Rabbi Shmuel said you need 3 months, 12 months, 3 months. Rabbi Kiva said 1 month, 12 months, 1 month. Leima near Ikebenayu, Rabbi Shmuel Sava near Loyabachazak, or Rabbi Kiva Sava near Habachazak. Now, what in the world are they arguing in? If plowing is a counts as a year? So we can't even talk about it because the Gemara and Amud Beis will say the Svara. So until we see the Gemara Svara, it's impossible to talk about Svara. So let's, in the meantime, go be Abuna Shleima that there's a reason. One of them holds plowing counts, one of them holds it doesn't. Betisbra. The Rabbi Kiva, he holds plowing is enough. Ma'ikriya chaydish. Afili yamechanami. How long does it take to plow a field? The plowing a field is a chazaka. So in 1 day it's a chazaka. Now 1 day is mistam lav dafka, as the person could say, I happen to be away that day. But it means even a very short period of time, you should be a chazaka. So the Gemara, you're right. The kuli amani aloy have a chazaka. Va'acha peiru rabba ve'peiru zuta ikavina. They argue in Peira Rabba Peira Zuta, which Taisus brought again, Achav Ches, the same Taisus. Taisus brought this idea of Peira Rabba Peira Zuta, and we are going to have a total of 3 pshatim in Taich. Peira Rabba is not 3 pshatim in Lamedes, 3 pshatim in Taich, 2 in the Rashbam, which we'll look at now, and 1 in Taisus, Achav Ches, and Aleph. So we have 3 pshatim in Peira Rabba and Peira Zuta, Ikebenai. Let's look at our Rashbam. Rashbam says, Pei Rabba and Pei Rezuta. First pshat, Rabbi Shmuel Svirolei, Delei Ava Chazach, Shilke Pei Rabba. Hainuk Shenigmru Kol HaTfuol, Et Yitzar Shloisha Chadashim. Kagai, Sa'irim Shiba Lashuel, Fa Adashim Shigadeim, Rabbi Gibbul Chadashim. What type of crop do you need? You need barley, or spelt, which is grows, or lentils, which grow in 3 months. Rabbi Kiva Sava, Perizuta. Shachas, Shagadl Vishleshim, Yayim Abachazak. What is Shachas? We had Shachas in the Yamad Aleph. If you look back in the Yamad Aleph, where do we have Shachas? See the Rashi, Achla Shachas in the Yamad Aleph, Rashbam. About a third of the way down the Rashbams. Shachas Blahimtin at Shitiglat Fu Elit Gimel Shalom Katsara Katsara Kshi Shachas. The 3 years he cut one of Shachas, Amachla Bahimtin. Shachas is when it grows and it doesn't ripen. That's Shachas. So Rishbam says, Rabbi Kiva is talking about Shachas. Perizuta means you ate it Shachas. I mean, you grew the wheat, it grew tall, and before it ripened, you cut it and gave it to your animal. That's 1 month of growing. Right away, this is a very shrine of Rashbam. Because why did the Gemara say in the Amud Aleph? Amar Rava, Shachas. What did he say? It's Achla Arla Shvis, Beklaimena Chazaka. Amar Rav Yosef, Achla Shachas, Layava Chazaka. Just like Arla Shvis Klaim is not eating Kida Achli Inchi, Achla Shachas is also not a normal way of eating. Sending Ayel Kura Vapakura is part of that long list. Types of achila that are not a violent dika achila is not a chazaka. How does the Rashbam come here and say? So there it was 3 years of shachas is no good. And here, Rabbi Kiva is saying the first and third year could be good. It's enough. The middle year is achila chashuv. So that's what it appears to be. That when Rabbi Yehi said, achla shachas ein chazaka, is all 3 years. And here he's saying one and one is good, although it's a little shver. If achla shachas is not eating the way owners normally eat, why should it be good even for 1 year, even for the third year? And as we have to say, that's the chiddush Rabbi Kiva. That as long as 1 year is kadachli inchi, 2 years can be the like kadachli inchi. Okay. What's the second shot? Inani kagun yerek tikadel yerakas b'chaydish echad. Vegetables grow in 1 month. Vegetables grow very quickly. So memela vegetables le'rishmala not good for chazaka, and the Rabbi Kiva they are good for chazaka. So here. There's a shverikite which the Rishayim and the Ask, we're going to come back to tomorrow. What are Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva talking about? They're arguing if you plant vegetables for a month, and then a year of good achila, and vegetables for a month, is it good? Is it a field where it's not normal to plant vegetables? It's a field where it's normal to plant wheat. So then it shouldn't be a good chazaka. You're not eating kadachli yishim. Is it a field where it's normal to plant yerakis? So what's pshat Rabbi Shmuel? What's wrong with Rabbi Kiva? L'chayre, if you do things to the achli inchi, it's a good chazaka. If you do things to like the achli inchi, it's not a good chazaka. What are they arguing about over here? What is the case here of the machlokes? So this Rashbam needs a hesber. So Baruch Hashem, the Ritva, this is the kasha. So we're going to take a look for tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll deal with this machlaikis and also the next few lines of the Gemara. The machlaikis is near as a chazak. So we have two machlaikis, and actually more than two. We have two machlaikis to understand for tomorrow, which the first of them is really three machlaikis. Because the machlaikis of Kibbutz Rishmael, we have the two pshatim in Rashi, the shachas and Yerakis. And Tosis pshat, which is similar to the shachas pshat. And then the machloek is near as the chazaka, so this is all for tomorrow. Hopefully we will finish most of this on.